Thank you, Susie. Track 4, Telling Tales of Our County. The people and landscapes of Norfolk are the stars of a new short story collection by acclaimed writer DJ Taylor. Rowan Mantell meets him.
For 4 pandemic months, David Taylor, who writes as DJ Taylor, mined his childhood and ranged through Norfolk, creating small worlds inhabited by uneasy couples, or fragmented groups of former school friends, or urban nightclub doormen, or village worthies, from his imaginary journeys through time and place. He didn't set out to write about the county, and yet all 15 of the short stories in Stewkey Blues are set in Norfolk. They're fiction, but the details of place and the atmosphere comes from his childhood in Norwich, his jobs as a teenager, his intimate connection with the history of city streets and the geography of the salt marsh coast and wild Breck heaths. Generations of David's family have lived in Norwich, and he is proud of his Norfolk heritage. As well as being a love letter to the great eastern land, to which I joyfully returned 20 years ago, they're an attempt to convey the sheer oddity of the place and the effect that it has on the people who live here, said the award-winning novelist and biographer. The title of the book, and its first story, refers to the Cockles of Stewkey, and a story, told in a minor key, of a couple who arrive from London. The stories range from the county settling at Swaffham and Titchwell, 1950s and contemporary Norwich, Shopham and Wroxham. Some of the characters are Norfolk bred and born, others are holidaymakers or migratory blow-ins. We meet Up From London Weekenders, whose assured accents boom out bittern-like across the marshes, and nightclub doormen from urban estates. They are about irony and people not saying quite what they mean. I always think Norfolk people are brilliant at irony, said David. They'll say, whatever are you like, when they're telling you they know exactly what you're like. Each is a bubble of Norfolk, shining with the details of place and character built up in quick, deft scenes. One story is set on the Earlham estate, where David's father, John Taylor, who became a hugely popular Radio Norfolk DJ in his retirement, grew up. During the pandemic, David and his novelist wife, Rachel Hoare, helped at a local food bank, including delivering food parcels. I realised I was going to parts of Norwich I hadn't been to since I was a teenager. So much of it was quite unchanged, said David. He moved back from London to Norwich, where he lives in Edge of City, Eton, 20 years ago, keen to raise his own 3 sons in Norfolk. A passionate football fan, I'm a fanatical Norwich fan, I bleed yellow and green. David went to his first Norwich City match in 1960 as a newborn in a carry cot. What I really like doing is writing creatively about around here because it's so personal to me, he said. Some of the stories of Stewkey Blues are peopled by weekenders, buying up the pretty cottages in coastal villages, sending prices soaring and hollowing out communities. David despairs at the concreting over of rural Norfolk for new houses and roads. I didn't want the A11 jewelled, he said. Many of his favourite parts of Norfolk are on the edge of the county. He loves the North Norfolk coast, the Brecks, and Yarmouth, where he visited aunts as a child, one from the famous Fellows shipbuilding family, one in a South Town council flat. And he loved taking his own 3 sons to the horse races for its intersection of posh horsey types and East End holidaymakers. His 2011 novel, Derby Day, centred on an ingenious Victorian betting scam, was long listed for the Booker Prize, as was his 1998 novel, Trespass, about a boy from a Norwich council estate and the bonds and binds of class, family and money. I love writing fiction, said David. He also loves poking fun at other people's fiction. He is the anonymous-ish author of the long-running What You Didn't Miss parodies of literary pomposity in satirical magazine Private Eye. Writing for Private Eye is amazing fun. It's the best fun in the world, he said. He writes about literature for national newspapers too, in Britain and the USA, and is working on a new book about George Orwell, almost 20 years after his first Orwell biography won the Whitbread Biography Prize. With access to recently discovered letters, he is writing a new biography, plus annotated editions of Orwell's novels. Novelist, critic, historian, biographer, satirist, journalist, Booker Prize judge, family man, football lover, and proud Norfolk file, David fizzes with new ideas. How about a Norfolk version of the Gospels? The marriage at Cana, the angel visiting Mary, he wonders, beginning to tell the age-old story in broad Norfolk. Hold you hard for the gospel, according to the boy Luke. Stooky Blues by DJ Taylor is published by Salt as a paperback original at £9.99.